Final night.
This is it.
Yeah.
This is it. I'm never going to have to see you people again.
I destroyed my instruments. Actually, it was Deertick who destroyed their instruments in their Nirvana tribute show.
Oh, Deervana?
Deervana. It was pretty awesome.
You know, they end the night smashing their guitars.
They totally smashed their instruments. People stage dived. There were fights. There were like fists in the air. I was transported.
I got a note from someone because I was heading over there. They said, I left. There were fist fights.
It was
there were
crazy.
Fist fights at Deervana?
It was fully 90s. I was feeling it.
Was the 90s a big fist fight decade?
In Seattle it was.
Okay, I guess I did not get in enough fist fights. But
you were not truly grunge.
Actually, Deertick's publicist was trying to lure me away from Hanson.
Another version of the 90s.
In order to see Deervana. And I explained to him that I would walk away from the Hanson show never.
They're actually awesome live, in all seriousness.
They were great. I really enjoyed it. I actually felt like seeing Hanson, for some reason, it felt kind of full circle.
It restored your faith in humanity.
I don't want to say it restored my faith in humanity because it's a Hanson concert, but at the same time, it was very, very nice to be gathered around a bunch of very, very sincere, very, very hardcore, in some cases, very young fans of Hanson. And you would think Hanson's last hit, you know, big, big, big hit would be like 1997.
Yeah, yeah.
And there were people with X's on their hands, signifying that they were under 21, who were going bananas. I found that very inspiring and enjoy. And I've always liked Hanson. I like Hanson's new record.
Yeah.
And Dear Idiots. Seriously, you're talking about Hanson.
Yes.
Did you guys see anything as possibly as good as Hanson tonight?
I don't want to overstate the Bright Eyes concert, but I would call it the pinnacle of Western civilization.
Yeah. At least as it pertains to you.
I definitely reached Nirvana, seeing the Bright Eyes show tonight. Man, the whole band was amazing, and I don't even know what to say about it. I would put it in the top five shows I've ever seen in my life. Wow. It ended with fireworks. And
now, how many shows have you seen in your life? Like eight?
Yeah.
Fireworks or just inside?
No, actually,
there were literal
fireworks exploding over the stage. He ended with the last track on the new album, The People's Key, One for You, One for Me, which is just the most beautiful song. I cried listening to it and watching the fireworks. And the whole point, you know, the whole message of the song and much of the album is just that life is just this big, wonderful, strange mystery, and let's just love each other and be creative and enjoy life. And
wow! And you got behind that, because I was thinking you were going for like, well, the message of the song is that life is a hollow charade.
That was pretty different than the message of the Odd Future show. Mm-hmm. That's all. I was saying.
Usually, what happens in Austin stays in Austin. And,
yeah, you have now cops too.
I wrote a note to the group afterwards saying how much I enjoy working with all of you, and then clarified that this would be the last earnest moment from me until this time next year.
Please forget what I'm about to say. I admire and respect you on a professional and personal level.
But that the Bright Eyes show, really, that I was just so deeply, deeply moved and uplifted. And I think
uplifted is just continually.
It has been
the theme
this whole.
And you don't necessarily think of
today on the blog. Optimism is a theme. Well, one of the themes.
And you don't necessarily think of Bright Eyes as an incredibly optimistic band. You think of them as sort of a tortured.
Well, here's the thing, and
man, but they were great.
Mike Katzef and I were talking about that very thing, and this is a guy who's grown up. He's now at peace with things that maybe used to torture him in some way. And he's found this beautiful way of looking at the world. I really hear it in the music, and it really moves me. And because of a bunch of other work stuff that came up, that ended up being my last show for South by Southwest. And I guess it's appropriate that I would put it in one of my top five of all time.
That's a great way to... It's always great to end the festival on something amazing.
Yeah. I ended the festival for me in a couple of different fire traps. I mean, there were places that were so crowded.
But you went in to see Cults, right?
I tried to see Cults and I couldn't get in. I guess I should have looked at my email and RSVP'd a couple of those.
Yeah.
I went to see the very last thing I went to see was P. Lander Z.
Oh, nice. And that's a good way to end.
But I couldn't... Literally, I was at the door. I got there 10 minutes late, and I was at the door, the stairs were bowing in such a way that looked like absolutely frightening. And this woman who was staring at the stairs was trying to tell people, this is like, this is really scary.
Do you really want to die at a Pelander's?
Right. Yeah. So what I did was, I've been shooting 1 minute videos of everything, and I did manage to shoot 1 minute video of every single thing I did, and I'll get them up online over the course of the week because I couldn't edit them and do that.
Yeah.
And I saw some guy like as far arms distance away as I could, and I said, could you take a 1 minute video for me?
Before I die, avenge my death.
So I saw Pelander Z by proxy. I'll watch it when I get back to the hotel room. I mean, I could hear it, but I couldn't see it.
I started my day completely opposite that. I was lucky enough to get invited to a small concert in a bed inn at the Driscoll.
A bed inn?
Was Yoko there?
Jenny,
was this your own room and were you the only one there?
It was just you and your iPod.
Yeah.
Jenny O,
Holcomb Waller, aww, and Alessi's Ark played a tiny concert, tiny bed concert for just a few people in their hotel room.
Well, wow. It's lovely.
They sat on the bed. You know, a friend told me about it, and it was awesome.
Holcomb Waller's record is
lovely. Did you have to wear
lovely.
Your pajamas?
It's lovely. No, but actually I have pictures of people in socks. There was
Just socks. It's like Red Hot Chili Peppers.
It was very 60s. No. They were fully clothed, but no shoes. So, okay. And it was quite lovely to be that close. And I have to say, Jenny O was one of my initial picks when I talked about South by Southwest for Morning Edition, and I stick by it. She was even better playing her songs live, even in that very spare setting, than I thought she would be. So she's one to watch, I think.
So we did not only the Bright Eyes concert, but the four opening acts. All of that is on the site. They were Fleece Brothers, Middle Brother, Brother,
Man Man,
Boy
and Kurt Vile.
Boy and the Men.
If it wasn't a brother, it was a man.
Men and the Boys. So Man Man and Kurt Vile.
Who had his
he's good, but
well,
his but a bunch
yeah,
his, all of his all of his pedals were stolen. Kurt Vile's pedals were stolen the night before.
He had to find a new way to do his set, basically.
Which, you know, I think basically it entailed stripping his songs down to their core elements, and I thought that worked really well. After it was over, two things that I was that I most wanted to see at the festival, I saw back to back, loved them both. The Calm Blue Sea. Which is sort of a kind of a Godspeed You Black Emperor, explosions in the sky, kind of big, booming, chiming, bashing, mostly instrumental rock band. They were so great. And I watched their entire set, mostly wordless,
awesome,
and just sat there sort of teetering in awe.
Swaying
in awe, we'll put it that way. And absolutely loved them. Like I said, band from Austin. They recently got back together after putting out a self-titled record and breaking up, and so they're, I guess they're back. I thought they were great. And then saw Fang Island.
They were fun.
And Bob saw them earlier today. Spent half their set waiting outside trying to get in because they had been booked into a venue that was too small for them. Just big, ridiculous, very kind of Andrew WK-esque party rock, as we've discussed on this show. And
they started it. I don't know if they do this when you saw them. They started their show off with, all right, everybody take one step forward. All right, everybody, high five. High five the person next to you.
No, that's, yeah.
It felt like it was going to be one of those.
They're all about high fiving, and bless their hearts. I really enjoyed it.
Fast, intense.
Yeah, fast, intense. A lot of sort of big instrumental build ups, and it was just a blast.
I saw Colorado. Do you know Colorado?
Sure. Colorado. Yeah.
They were fun. They did a cover of Surfer Bird, which is tremendous.
What is Colorado like?
It's fast and mildly out of control. Ramones-esque, and a little more comedy even than the Ramones.
My party band of the night was Santa Cecilia, this Los Angeles band that has this really amazing front woman and mariachi elements mixed with rock, and they had the audience of mostly young Latino couples just going crazy, dancing like mad, so that was really a fun little dip into a real party scene. And then Big Crit performed with Briad, this band that he, apparently they're a San Francisco band who was doing covers of Big Crit songs, and so that now they got together, now they're touring together, and they have a woman singer and guitar and keys. And another example of this phenomenon I've seen a lot of at South By, of hip-hop and rock really mixing in interesting new ways. That I have to say, I thought was better than the very short and very insolent Odd Future set that followed. I get the charisma, but I thought they needed to go to bed without their supper.
It's a little too, just
a little too bratty for me.
Yeah, I was curious about Odd Future, but I missed them all through the festival. So to sum up, I mean, celebration. Yeah, that's the watchword of the festival. Music that is, it's weird for me to be happy, but
you're a sad dad.
I'm a sad dad. It's true. been teaching my children the art of moping. But there was a lot of just wonderful party music of various stripes, and like we said, even Bright Eyes ended in fireworks, and I think that was sort of a microcosm of the weekend as a whole.
To me, the catchword was more experiment, or moving into a new phase that I'm not quite sure what shape it's going to take.
So I saw that twice with when I saw Burdinsky, who was a DJ, loudest, boomiest. And then finally, I made 6 attempts to see Mount Kimby.
Yeah, I never got to see Mount Kimby. I'm not sure Mount Kimby exists. Oh, it does.
Yeah. And I finally got to see Mount Kimby in the most crowded place beyond fire. I mean, it was impossible to move. And I had gone through that club 4 different times to try to get to see it. And finally, I got a text. And it was sensational, but...
But you almost died.
I almost died, and my ears were blown. Between that and Burdinsky, I really had it, and my ears are pretty tough.
Bob, do you wear earplugs?
I cannot wear earplugs.
I have custom earplugs. I have tinnitus in my
ears. I just don't enjoy music when I wear earplugs, and I've tried everything.
Kids, don't listen to Bob Boylan.
Yeah,
he's
Bob Boylan is a failure who will lead you astray.
But. Also, I did see a woman named Agnes Obel do a little. She's a Danish songwriter, and she was kind of beautifully glum. So, Stephen, maybe you should check her out.
I do like beautifully glum.
So, what's your word of the festival, Robin?
It's joy. No, I would say...
he says through clenched teeth and tears.
I really think, I've thought a lot about this while we've been here, and... Music almost always reflects the times in some way, or is a reaction to whatever's happening culturally, politically, socially in our country. And we live in a time where there's a lot of reason for kids to be, and teenagers and 20-somethings to be really upset and angry and depressed. I mean, there's lots to be unhappy about right now, and I thought, for all the music that you would expect to be hearing right now, I just thought it was a really joyful, just everywhere I went, it's just, wow, people are happy and just celebrating.
It's interesting that Dear Vanna, reviving some music that at the time was seen as really kind of hailing a new glumness and despair amongst youth, and yet they... were utterly joyful, if destructive.
We're going to tear this up at the end.
I was going to say, that's actually kind of what I go for in my daily life, is joyful but destructive.
And that's why you love Hanson.
That's why I love Hanson.
Great work, everybody.
Thank you.
All of the shows will be online.
Yep.
All the 15 things we've done.
15 concerts plus the video sessions.
I haven't counted how many bands I wound up seeing. It wasn't near 100 because we had so much real... work and
real work
coverage to do. But I'll put every one of those online.
And tell us, and people listening at home, tell us what ones you saw. If you saw something, or if there was something playing here that you think we should have seen, recommend it, because we're not done falling in love with music.
Yeah. Never done.
Well put.
Never mind.
Peace out.